Listening present the CBS Radio Network.
Different today because our entire program is coming to you from the CBS grill field right outside of our studios. We thought with the nice weather we might get out a little bit and get some fresh air. The features will be called in, of course, from various points, but we're outdoors.
And well, I wonder if my mic is on over here, is it?
Can you hear Ray in there?
Wait a minute, they're going to crank it up about it. Is that better now? Thank you very much, Joel. Yes, we're here at the huge drill field, and it's a very pleasant February 12th. This is Lincoln's birthday.
All of the guide staff and the guest relations staff here will be out the drill a little bit later this evening.
We also want to remind the Bob and Ray cast that, as we do on Lincoln's birthday every year, I give them all a new penny. So right after the program, be sure to come by Bob and Ray's desk for your penny.
Pick up your cent as you pass Bob and Ray's desk. And we hope that it will go along with all of the rest that you've saved over the years.
Well, even though we're outdoors, we're going to call in the Bob and Ray Gourmet Club, which, of course, is indoors, and a fine program they have going on over there now, too. So, come in, please, in Midtown at the Gourmet Club, our two broadcasters.
Greetings from the Bob and Ray Gourmet Club. This is Claude and Clyde, your host here, as the entertainment in the background continues just prior to the big event of the evening, opening a famous person's sandwich. Who is appearing here? Do you know, Clyde?
I don't know who that gentleman is. It sounds like Mr.
The horses up to me in the grandstand and ask which way do they go.
Oh, that way.
When I see the horse, I bet on it. The $2 winner playing another horse in the same race.
Looking about the room, we noticed that
he started to hit the horse. The horse turned around. He said, "What are you hitting me for? There's nobody behind us."
Very funny, Mr. Clyde.
Looking about the room, we notice at table 11 that Penny Singleton is here. And just across from Penny Singleton is Mike Nichols.
And at table 14, Red Nichols and his five pennies.
Wonderful.
Yes, here.
And I notice over by the hat check department, Barbara Nichols asking Johnny Dollar for change.
And it looks as if the Four Coins, very popular vocal group, has got the change.
Just coming in. Taking his reserved seat at table 27 is Cash McCall.
At table 45, Meg Money, one well-known actress.
Is that the Tuesday World?
With Sergeant Joe Friday over there.
Wonderful, and our gal Sunday is here, too. So, all in all, oh, look, too, John Beresford Tipton, the famous millionaire who gives away so much money, is here.
Certainly, it is a rather a financial group that is gathered here.
And notice he's mooching smokes from some of the other guests, which is a funny turn of events.
The entertainment has just drawn to a slow halt, and now the doors of the Great Hall are opening. The pages and their knickerbockers are coming down the center aisle with the famous person sandwich atop a purple pillow trimmed with fringe.
Thank you very much. And the sandwich... Oh, this is why the millionaire is here. This is the sandwich of John Beresford Tipton, the world-famous millionaire.
Wonderful, Clyde. And opening it to a generous round of applause, we find...
Well, the sandwich is wrapped not in aluminum foil, but I think this is called gold leaf. Is it not?
Yes, it is.
Not?
It's genuine gold leaf, and the bread is plain white.
With
the crust left on.
With the crust left on, and certainly it appears to be an enriched bran. There's an expensive spread on it, and a very generous slice of filet mignon.
And so our congratulations to Mr. Tipton for playing our radio game sandwich surprise. The sandwich, of course, will be placed under the glass container on the dais, and the dancers may
pass by us and look at it.
And now the dancing has started here, the music, and all the members and guests of the Gourmet Club are getting up to dance to the delightful rhythms of the Gourmet Club Orchestra.
The orchestra that plays so you can actually hear the tune. So with this festivity going on here and the gay excitement going along with it, we return you to our studio.
Now it's thumbnail preview time for yours truly, Johnny Dollar, who was just over there at the Gourmet Club. Johnny Dollar, crackerjack investigator with the two-fisted expense account, this Sunday on CBS Radio.
Is that his real name, Dollar? I've often wondered.
Yes, yeah. Sunday night, Johnny's going to get himself mixed up in a case that involves an enchanting New Orleans belle, a hijacked van of sour mash chill tonic, and a teenage tough who doesn't know the meaning of the word mercy.
Any other words this punk's unfamiliar with?
Enough to fill a book.
Dumb kid.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, this Sunday night on CBS Radio. Be listening.
Well, we may have come somewhat near to what the show's going to be about. I don't know.
We may not have hit it right on the nose. If you want an educated hunch, though, I think we've come close.
Very well could have. Well, there are big doings out in Squaw Valley, of course, with the Winter Olympics just about ready to start. I guess next week they get on the way, don't
they? The 18th, yeah. It's the 18th of this month. So Wally Ballou is out there, and I hope he's enjoying himself. Come in, then, from Squaw Valley, not too far from Lake Tahoe.
Make believe.
In Nevada, Squaw Valley in California. And I believe it's right. We're calling in Wally Ballou.
Transcribed Wally Ballou here at the Slalomib, ready to get a little bit of the color of the background, so to speak, of the Winter Olympics. Just a moment, someone is beckoning me, wants to give me a word. Just a moment, friend, please hang on. The wind, I'm told, is augmented, and my engineer has just reminded me of that fact. I'm glad you did, Randy. Here at the Slalom Inn, evidently most of the guests are out skiing or enjoying the sports spectacles, the practicing, which of course is going on, but the manager is standing here in front of this warm simulated fire, and I wonder if I could speak with you just a minute. You are the owner of the inn as well as the manager, aren't you?
That's right, Mr. Ballou. This is my inn that I opened 11 years ago here at Squaw Valley. Oh. I think I was probably one of the three or four original people who noticed how nature had turned or made this valley into a beautiful winter sports area.
Certainly was a good choice, and as much as now you're probably overrun with folks coming out here for the next week's events.
Well, it's very busy now, and I have no idea. I don't do any advertising of that isn't a large scale. I have a few stickers that I have one of the boys put on car bumpers out in the parking lot, but uh-huh. Beyond that, there's no organized advertising campaign, so I have no idea. Unless word of mouth, of course.
How many people are staying here right at the present time?
Well,
I imagine you're filled to capacity.
Well, we are. We're all filled up, and I'm more than delighted, and I can't understand it. I do notice a good many what I would call foreign languages and accents. I don't understand that particularly.
Well, that's pretty natural, yes.
What do you mean?
Well, with the Olympics, I mean. Now, getting on to some of the other sidelights, do you have any of the stars?
Wait a minute. Let's go back. What do you mean Olympics? What's this?
Well, the Winter Olympics, which gets underway here in Squaw Valley next week. Probably the reason why you've got such a full house and so
with
many
it,
people are speaking foreign languages. Because the world takes part in this.
Why? Winter Olympics? I've heard nothing about this. Nothing at all.
Well, I'm sure they're going to be held here. I haven't heard anything to the contrary.
Well, that's funny.
Has anyone mentioned it to you, sir?
Not a word, but then I haven't been in town. I mean, I stay here, and I'm out in the kitchen most of the time.
Well, I guess you've just been fortunate without even knowing it. Kind of stumbled into something.
Well, this is very exciting. I did notice now, you know, that sign, what is that? It looks like the... They have all those rings are together and all looks like it.
That's the symbol of it, yes.
Oh.
Well, I think maybe you can...
Well, and that accounts for all those accents, doesn't it?
That's right, yes. There are people here from all over the world.
Well, I'll be hog tight.
Well, good luck anyway, and we hope to see you when we come back next week to cover the actual event.
I hope you will, Mr. Ballou, and won't you be my guest here now for a blast?
This is Radio's Wally Ballou, standing in front of the simulated fire at Squaw Valley, returning you to New York.
Alan.
That fellow was inviting him to what?
I don't know, some kind of a blast.
Meet star Stuart Irwin.
Nothing's worse for an actor than a nasty cold. To feel better quickly, I take wonderful four-way cold tablets, a fast way to relieve cold distress.
Right. Tests of all the leading cold tablets proved four-way fastest acting. Four-way starts in minutes to relieve muscular pains, headache, reduce fever, calm upset stomach, also overcomes irregularity.
Take my advice. For your next cold, take four-way cold tablets, the fast way to relieve those cold miseries.
Four-way, only 29 cents.
Our program will continue in a moment after a word about another fine product of Grove Laboratories from my good announcing friend, Kent Birdley.
Had dandruff for years? Now get rid of it in 3 minutes with Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo. 3 minutes with Fitch regularly is guaranteed to keep unsightly dandruff away forever. Apply Fitch before wetting hair, rub in 1 minute. Add water, lather 1 minute, then rinse 1 minute. Every trace of dandruff goes down the drain. 3 minutes with Fitch, embarrassing dandruff scar. Fitch can also leave hair up to 35% brighter. Get Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo available.
You probably remember Lyle here. Was it Lyle?
That's right.
Was the famous balloon salesman on radio for many, many years.
Well, I doubt if many of your fans, remember those days, but it certainly was fun.
You used to be on all night. I think it was on a bootleg station across the border, wasn't it?
Well, in the early days, yes. But then we moved back into the legitimate radio area.
Good. Well, it's awfully good to see you, Lyle. And,
well, it's nice to be working again, and especially with you,
all the folks at Grove are delighted to have such a distinguished voice discouraging dandruff coast to coast.
Well, there may be some folks who will remember my voice. I certainly hope so.
You're as windy as you ever were, though, I notice, because time has slipped away on us, Lyle, doesn't it? We have 1 minute left. I think that gives you some time, Bob, to probably play the world-famous game now. 1 minute, please.
All right, quickly, let's select a participant from the audience. Select the subject from our barrel of scientifically selected topics, if you will, sir. Quickly, hand it to me.
There you are.
And I see that your subject is burglarize.
Boy, I've heard. I heard you use it before. Well, the burglarize.
What is it again?
Burglarize.
Is it a noun or a verb? Or
it's a verb. To burglarize.
To burglarize. I can't even say it.
Well, do you want to choose another word?
I'd rather you choose some other person here.
Well, all right. Do we have time for somebody else to...
How about Lyle? I wonder if Lyle, would you care to try it?
Lyle?
A good announcing friend?
No, I don't believe I will. If the word were placable, I might go along with it.
All right. Well, I'm afraid time has slipped away on us, and we didn't even have 1 minute, please. But we'll be back to say so long in just 10 seconds. Oh, now we got to say goodbye. Hey, have a wonderful weekend, everybody.
Yeah.
See you Monday. Until then, Ray Goulding says, ready to get work.
Bob Elliott reminds you to hang by your thumb.
Keep it quiet. Crosby and Clooney return February 29th on the CBS Radio Network.
And KCBS AM/FM in San Francisco. Now.